And anyway, all of a sudden, when I woke up in the morning, the from one of the banks that we used to play on was 6 feet difference. And then the trees that grew on top of them was another 7 or 8 feet higher. And the water levels was, all you could see when you were there was the leaves of the trees. And I had to get across because my horses was on the other side in the corner of where it was a corner of a fence like that. And they were all stuck here because they couldn't go across the water. And the water was coming rising higher and higher. So I was thinking to myself, I said so many prayers, but I don't know what happened. And then the next thing I knew, I had my clothes off and I had a shorts on. And then I strapped all my clothes on top of my head. And I went doing a dog paddle through the water. And I started to get tired somewhere, but in the middle of it. And I thought, now, if I turn back that way, it's the same distance as going over this other way. Although that, where I was living, was deeper. It was about 20 feet at least, depth. And all I could see was an escape for me was a tree top was like that. And I thought, if I could get to there, I'll hang on to that for a while because I was starting to get tired. So I managed to swim out there, and then I held on to this for a long time before I started to get enough nerve to go across again. Then there was another one in between that anyway, so I swam to the next tree, and I hung on to that leaf. And then I thought, no good going back that way. I'm not going to keep going straight ahead. And I could see my ponies anyway, the 7 of them, I think it was. I could see them. And one of my dogs was missing, and that's the part that irked me most. Anyway, I managed to get across to and I put all my clothes back on again, and I raced up to get the horse ponies out, and I let them loose and let them run along the river, at the top end of the river, where plenty of food and everything was for them. And I got the one I wanted most of all, my pony Flicker, and then I realized, now, there's another dog that I'm missing. I can't find that dog. So I went down to the house of where we were living in, and that, look, without a, I swear by the Almighty God that in that house it was as high as this. Yeah, and my dad used to hide these bottles of wine in that. We used to call it a little dark room, and he used to hide these bottles of wine in there. And one night I went looking for him because he was a little bit crooked. And I said, Dad, I kept shouting around the house, and when I opened the door, he was looking for his bottle of wine. He stuck it in a mattress. It used to be in them days a Kapok mattress, and he was trying to find his bottle of wine, and all the Kapok was all in, and I looked, hey, who's this here? But anyway, going back to how the water was about that
2 meters high.
Yeah, inside the house. And I was missing my dog, see? And I went on my pony right into the house. I tied her up on the outside, and she was scared anyway. I could see that, but I gave her a pat down. And she knew I was in the house anyway. So I went, then I had a job to go down under the water to open the doors, you know, that little bit more, to go down to find the locks. And when I found the lock, I could see my little dog was floating on top. She was trying to get out. She couldn't get out. So I managed to get her, and I poked her head under the doorway till she got up to find a bit of fresh air. Then we went to the kitchen door, and I poked her down again till she. And we got her out there in that way.
That was.
And then when I went around the town to have a look at my friends, because my friends were on the other side of the river, and I went around on my pony. When I got to Taylor's Bridge, like Mum used to work on the CWA, and then Taylor's Bridge was down a bit further. And that was, they couldn't cross, the policemen and that couldn't cross. And here I'm coming with my pony, I'm riding along and going over this big bridge. And they were telling me after the bridge was rocking, and here I'm going along, I don't know, this is all right. And when I got on the other side, the police, I think he was constable, right? He said, can I use your pony for a little while? I want to go and see an old lady in one of the houses where I think his mother or his grandmother was. Anyway, he jumped on the pony and went in there. And I don't know what happened with him, but he came back and he brought the pony back. And then I rushed around to see my friends down at the other end of town. Yeah, but that was one day that I never forgot, true. It was just one of those days, yeah.